Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does the experience of growing up on a farm, taking care of sheep, lead one to become a veterinarian? This is the story of Dr. Aaron Robinson. What does it feel like to fall asleep wrapped in a blanket of God's Word? Dr. Robinson shares not only what it feels like, she offers how you can have a similar experience. While talking about the blanket of God's Word, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the love of God, that God loves you so much. He sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, while the living Christ calls you to Himself, calls you, and I ask, would you open your heart to Jesus? Would you receive Him as your Savior and Lord? That's my prayer. That's our prayer. Dr. Aaron Robinson is a veterinarian, earned her DVM, her Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree, at Iowa State University. Dr. Robinson, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Tell us, Aaron, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Cave Junction, Oregon, on a farm here with my family.
Okay, we mentioned growing up on a farm, but you took care of sheep. What was it like there taking care of sheep?
It was very nice. I started taking care of the sheep when I was 11 years old. My mother died when I was 8, and then we had to adjust how we did all the things, and I ended up taking care of the sheep when I was 11, and I really enjoyed it. I really like sheep, and it's fun during lambing time, and I always have bottle lambs, and I really enjoy doing it. We're out here in the country. We don't see any neighbors from our farm. It's just out in the country with the mountains around us.
You said a ton in just that brief statement, because not many understand or have the experience that you've had. What's it like, Aaron, raising sheep, caring for sheep?
What's it like? I just take care of them, make sure they're fed well, protect them from the predators. We have guard dogs that we keep in the field to protect them. When they have their lambs in the wintertime, they have lambs in the wintertime and then in the early summer. And the winter lambs usually take a lot more care because of the weather. We have to monitor them closely and help any that have trouble. Sometimes they have trouble lambing, and I have to help with that.
What is lambing?
Lambing is when they give birth to the lamb. That's what we call it, lambing, when they're having the lamb.
Aaron, do you shear the lambs or the sheep?
Yes, I do. I shear them in the early summer. I'll probably be doing it in about a month.
How many lambs do you have?
I have about 70 ewes now. We used to have about 200, but now the flock is smaller. So there's about 70 ewes and then they're lambs. And usually in the wintertime, they each have one or two lambs. And then not all of the flock, but a good number of them will have a second lambing in the early summer.
So I'm thinking about the scriptures and knowing the sheep, knowing the personalities, knowing the sheep by name, as it were. How well do you know your sheep?
I know many of them very well. I think in the scripture times, and even in times where people still do it today, where they are in the field all day with their sheep, then they know each one very well. But for me, because they're out in the field most of the time, and then I'm close to them during certain periods more, there's some of them that I know very well, and then there's a number of them I don't know so well.
When you say you know them very well, describe what that means.
I know their personalities. I know who they are, obviously. A lot of them I know they're bay. I know if it's them when they're baying. Just know them. And then I have one really special one that I raised on a bottle, actually in Texas in the city, and she is just a pet. She lives by the house, and she just loves to be with people.
So she gets a special treatment?
Yeah, she gets special treatment. And she had a lamb. She's 2 years old now, so she had a lamb a couple months ago, and her lamb is very tame, too. She hasn't needed any special care, and usually they're not super tame unless they need special attention, but she sees her mother and how much her mother loves people, so she's starting to become the same way.
There's sounds like a lesson in there, Suzanne.
Well, I'm picturing like them walking right in the front door, actually.
Yep, I let them in sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Erin, who influenced you most in your growing up years? You mentioned your mom passing when you were 8. Who influenced you most?
I'm not sure if I know one particular person. Obviously, my mom was there until I was 8, and then my dad was there, and then my siblings. And then we had friends around, probably my siblings and my dad, because they were there the most. Mm. But we did have friends occasionally that would be important.
What do you remember about your mom?
I don't remember a huge amount. I know she worked with my dad. She took care of us. She cooked. She had a garden. I remember her helping me bottle feed a goat kid once. But I don't have a lot of memories. I was young.
How many siblings do you have, and where are you in the family placement, Erin?
I have 5 siblings. I have 2 brothers that are older than me, and then there's me. And then my sister and another brother are twins, and they're 2 years younger. And then we have one more brother that's 7 years younger than me.
Wow. A big family.
And Suzanne, they're all highly educated. Mm. What an amazing family. A lot of doctors in the family, huh, Erin?
Yep, everybody's a doctorate now except my sister, who has a master's degree so far.
Mm. Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
So, your father, how did your father influence you?
He took care of us, I guess. He provided for us, and he was here all the time. And he encouraged us to get educations. I think that's part of why we're all well-educated, because that was very important to him. He's a PhD chemist, and he knows the importance of education and how it can help you in life if you are well-educated. So he really encouraged us all to go beyond college.
Share with us, Erin, about your faith. How did you become a Christian?
Okay. When my mom was here, she would teach us Bible stories and things and take us to church sometimes, and we'd go into the, I remember going to the Sunday school. And after she died, my dad didn't take us to church so much, but he knew it was very important. So every night before bed, he would always read us a chapter in the Bible, always without fail. If he was busy, we had to stay up until we had our Bible reading. So that was a very big part of it, because I grew up every day knowing that this was important. And he would read us mostly from the New Testament. Sometimes he would go through the Old Testament too, but stories of Jesus and all the things Jesus taught and about how to live and everything. I grew up constantly hearing that. And then as I got older and began to understand things better, just learning more who Jesus is, and he's here, and praying myself and coming closer to him and all that. So, kind of how it happened.
What difference do you feel your relationship with Christ has made in your life?
It's an enormous difference. I can't imagine life without him. He made us. We are created to be with him. And just everything you do, it gives purpose to life and meaning. And he's with you in hard times. And it's enormous, very important.
Mm-hmm. I want you to, you're listening to Dr. Aaron Robinson. I want you to make a note of this, dear friend, as you listen, as we share in this time with her together. BibleBlanket.com, okay? BibleBlanket.com. We're going to go to break now. When we come back, we'll hear more from Dr. Aaron Robinson. I am particularly interested in how she felt led by God to become a veterinarian. Now, of course, you might say, well, Danny, didn't she say she raised sheep? Wouldn't that be just a normal connection? Well, I don't know. I just wonder how God led her in that direction. And not only her love for sheep, but her love for animals. But the Bible blanket is the entire King James Bible printed on both sides of a quilt. I'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The entire King James Bible, okay, get this, is printed on both sides of this quilt created by Aaron Robinson. In a highly readable font, the New Testament on the front, the Old Testament on the back. You can see this. You can get this for yourself at BibleBlanket.com. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Program. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maher, my co-host, Dr. Aaron Robinson, a veterinarian, with us today. You see, Danny, how does a Bible blanket and veterinarian raising sheep, how does it all fit together? It seems a bit eclectic. Well, we're just trusting that in time you'll see the weaving of this all by the hand of God. Aaron, when did you begin to feel led by God to become a veterinarian?
I actually didn't decide what I wanted to do until actually I was in college and trying to decide how I would go. I'd actually thought about it in the past, but it's a lot of schooling, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to do all that. But as I got near the end of college thinking about what to do after that, it was of all the doctorate things I could go into, which my dad was encouraging me to do one, it was the one that I would do because I loved animals so much. I'm not sure if I felt supernatural leading, but I know God was a part of it because he is a part of every part of my life and guides me into the things that I should be doing. So I'm sure that he had a part in influencing the decision to do it. And I'm very thankful that I have. It's really brought opportunities into my life that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Now, you do part of your work in Texas, part on your farm in Oregon. What do you do in both places?
In Texas, I work part-time at an emergency clinic there. I used to work a lot more of the year, but now I'm kind of transitioning to doing more at my farm in Oregon with my family. But in Texas, it's a 24-hour emergency clinic, and I've worked the night shift there majority of the year for 4 or 5 years, doing emergencies and small animal medicine. My first job I did was a mixed practice in Iowa, where I was doing a lot of livestock too, which I really enjoyed. I enjoy the livestock a lot and the small animals. But then the emergency clinic gave me opportunity to do more in-depth medicine and then the freedom to be able to split my time was really an incentive to continue there. And because I really enjoy coming back to my farm and helping with all the things we have here, as well as continuing to do veterinary medicine too.
Aaron, can you share some memorable experiences that you've had, like with emergencies?
I had one time a dog that had been hit by a car, and it was really badly hurt, and the owners brought it in crying, and it was really a very dramatic situation, and I didn't think that the dog could make it. It was so badly hurt, but they really wanted to try, and it was going to be expensive surgery and all that, and so I went in there to do my best. There was a rib that was really shattered. I had to take out parts of the rib, and I could see the lungs and the heart and all of that through there, and it was a really kind of a more involved surgery than I'd done before, but I did my best with it, got it closed and all that, and it actually lived. It was partially a miracle, and the owners were so happy just to see them go from the desperation when they came in to a few weeks later as we learned it was going to fully recover, and see how happy they were. That was really, really wonderful.
What's done on the farm? What do you do on the farm in Oregon? I mean, I know the sheep are there, but is there anything else that you, and are your siblings all there too?
Yes, some of them are here. And there's a lot that goes on here besides the farm work. We were all homeschooled. After my mom was homeschooling us more traditional way, but then after she died and my dad wanted to take it over, but he didn't want to put us in the public school, he continued to homeschool us, but he didn't have time to really be the teacher that you usually have in a homeschool. So he gave us all desks where he worked and then gave us the material, and we were where we could read by then. So we started learning actually on our own from the books. And it worked so well that then he developed that into a homeschool curriculum program for other homeschoolers who don't have the time or the knowledge to be a teacher. And so they can teach their children with minimal teacher interaction. And so we sell that curriculum now. So that's part of what goes on here. We have books that we print and bind and sell. And then my dad is a research chemist. He has research that he does here. He has a laboratory here, and we all work with him in that, too.
And that's the Oregon Institute?
Yep,
Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine?
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I should mention her father is Dr. Art Robinson of Caltech, and he was a researcher at Stanford, too, right?
That was all before I was born. Some of the details.
Well, it's amazing to me about the curriculum, and I read that it's been used by over 60,000 students now.
Yes,
that
yes.
This curriculum that was produced. Incredible. Yes. Where were you, Aaron, when you got the idea to create the Bible blanket?
I was in Texas doing overnights at the emergency clinic. And I was working overnights, four nights on and four nights off. So, and it was hard for me to adjust back to days during my nights off. So I was spending a lot of time alone at night. And then one time I was reading the Bible, and I was flipping through different places, and I was thinking that I was having to keep my place. And it would be nice not to have to keep my place. So then I printed out the whole New Testament, and I put it on the wall so that I could look at it all spread out. And then one night I was lying there and I was thinking about it and I realized it didn't take up that much space. And so then it came into my head, I'm sure God put it there, whether it might fit on a quilt. And so then I spread out on a computer and looked at it, and I did some testing in a printer to see if it could print that small text in a readable way on fabric. And when I found out it did, then I got really excited and started working on designing it and decorating it and everything. It was really fun. I spent 2 years, when I was doing overnights, a lot of my nights off, I would spend getting the pictures, and I'd go for walks, take pictures during the day, and just had so much fun decorating it. And then I had to figure out how to print it, which was another process, but I didn't get it.
Okay, now you talked about the New Testament. Tell the story about the Old Testament on the other side.
Oh yeah, the Old Testament's on the back, or whichever side you want. It could be the back or the front. The New Testament's on mm-hmm. one side, and the Old Testament's on the other side. The Old Testament obviously is a little smaller because it's bigger, so the print is smaller, but it's still very readable.
It's just remarkable, Danny. Jamie and I had the chance to see it and hold it, and it is absolutely remarkable. And just the thought of snuggling up in the Word of God.
Oh, literally, right?
Literally. It's just
wrapped in the
Word.
I
mean, I enjoy sleeping seriously with my Bible on my bed. When I travel, I just have it right on the bed. But, I mean, to just be curled up in the entire Word of God is just wonderful.
Okay, Aaron, so okay, here's the test. Describe how it feels when you're sleeping and you're wrapped up in the Bible blanket.
It's very nice. It's a fabric that's very soft and comfortable, and just knowing, I don't know, it just reminds me of Jesus when you're there with the Bible around you, keeping you warm, and you just know that this came from Jesus. It's like a tangible thing from him that mm-hmm. it's comforting.
Mm-hmm. So do you read part of the blanket, the word, the Bible on the blanket before you sleep? Do you sometimes read it when you wake up there because it's right there?
Yep, sometimes I do, especially when I wake up and I'm sitting there before I get up. It's just so easy to look down and read a few verses.
Well, you see, it's coming together now. We have the veterinarian who during her night shifts, nights off, she would, God gave her this idea. And what an idea it is. And it's available at BibleBlanket.com. And here's the thing, you can read God's word last thing before going to sleep, first thing when you wake. And the quality, like Aaron said, is high quality 400 thread Egyptian cotton. Describe that for us. What does that mean?
It's the fabric is the high thread count makes it soft. Egyptian cotton is a long staple cotton, which also contributes to the softness of it. Mm-hmm. It's a very high quality. It's very durable. So it's a very, very nice fabric. And I actually had to use high quality fabric because the lower quality ones won't take the resolution of the font. It has to be really high, fine fabric for the words to come out so clear.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Erin Robinson again, BibleBlanket.com. She's a veterinarian, loves sheep, loves animals, and loves the word. And to be wrapped up in a blanket like that. When we come back from our break, more from Erin Robinson. Her family, as she said, on the farm there in Oregon, they publish books, binding books, books made available for homeschooling, K-12 educational curriculum that she and her siblings produce that's now used by over 60,000 people. When we come back, more from Erin Robinson and the Bible Blanket. She not only is a creator of this blanket, not only a scientist and a doctor who loves animals, but she travels to Ethiopia. And I'm curious about what she does there in Ethiopia. She hasn't gone only one time, not twice or three times. She's gone six times. In fact, she just got back from Ethiopia. Erin Robinson, she'll share more with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I'm just struck by the uniqueness of it. I've seen pictures of it. It's very colorful, of course. The words of Christ are in red. You say, Danny, what are you talking about? Well, 400 thread Egyptian cotton fabric. Again, Danny, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Bible blanket. The Bible blanket, it's colorful. the Old Testament is on one side, the New Testament is on the other side, and it'll keep you warm. It's big enough for you to wrap yourself in it. And there, it's decorated with photographs from America, Africa, the Caribbean, and each blanket is individually made by hand. And I've got the, Suzanne and I have got the creator of the Bible blanket with us today, Dr. Aaron Robinson. It's you can get this, find out more, you can purchase it, you can make it. It's available for you at BibleBlanket.com.
Aaron, tell us a little bit about what do you do when you visit Ethiopia, and how did God lead you there?
Okay, so each of my trips has been a little bit different. The first time I went was in 2005, before I went to vet school, and I had a good friend who had adopted children from there, and I was interested in going on mission trips, and so I chose to go there because of them. And I really enjoyed it. The country is so beautiful. The people are so friendly, and it was just a really great time. I actually went with Habitat for Humanity that time, helping build homes, and it was really fun. And then the last three times I've gone has been more veterinary-related. Three times ago, I went as when I was a veterinary student and just spent time with three different missionary veterinarians in different parts of the country. And it was a really enjoyable experience, learning so many different things from different places and different people, and seeing more of the country and the beauty in it. And then the last two times, I've gone as a veterinarian myself to help them with different veterinary needs that they've had. The last time I went, we were doing castrating horses, vaccinating. I was helping them with their a group that has, they raise goats, and then they provide them to needy women and help teach them how to take care of them and follow up with them and just help improve their lives, because livestock is so important to the people there. Their lives depend on it, and then just having a few animals and taking care of them well can really make a difference. And they were having a lot of trouble with them, with some diseases that I was able to help them with.
I'm eager to learn what this means, and what you do in terms of how do you take care of a goat so that a goat doesn't get a disease? What do you teach them?
Okay, so some of the biggest problems there are parasites, which it might seem like a small thing. Parasites are small, and they're not necessarily the big hefty diseases, but they can be really debilitating in the animals. So that is a big issue. So we teach them about that and the deworming and all that. And then there's vaccines we give to try to prevent the other diseases that do have vaccines available for them. And obviously proper feeding is very important. Sometimes food can be scarce and grazing land, and so we have to teach them how to manage that.
How do you manage it? What do you teach them in terms of management? If food is scarce, what should they do?
There's different ways of handling that. One way, and some of it is still, it's not well, I mean, we try to teach them, but it's difficult to do, like rotating pastures. Then when they have feed, providing it to the animals, there's always a balance between selling grain and using it on your animals. So sometimes trying to sell grain to get income, depriving the animals to some degree, so it's always a tricky balance. And a lot of times they're having droughts and people are not having enough food, so it can be a difficult thing. We don't always get to where we want with it, but we try our best.
Aaron, are there many veterinarians in Ethiopia?
There's a few international vets in different parts, and then there's actually, in recent years, they've had a lot more Ethiopian veterinarians trained. And those are spread throughout the country, helping in different areas, mostly through government clinics. There's also some private clinics. And their training is sometimes not ideal because of lack of resources in the vet school. Sometimes their theory is very good, but their actual experience in clinicals isn't too good. So the time I was there, when we were doing a lot of castrations, there was an Ethiopian veterinarian in town nearby, and he came over so I could teach him how to do that, because he'd never actually done it, even though he'd gone through vet school, just because the resources and equipment and all that was not sufficient for that. So good opportunity to be able to teach him so that he could carry on with that. And then where I just was just now, in another part, this part, they're just trying to figure out how we might help their animals. They have a lot of poor nutrition, poor management, I think a lot of parasites, and they have an Ethiopian veterinarian there. So I'm just kind of meeting with him, getting to know the area, and we're kind of collaborating on how we can maybe make a difference for the people there with their animals.
Other than showing it with your heart and what you're doing there, do you have opportunities to share your faith?
Sometimes I do. A lot of the time, it's more like discussing with people who already have faith and encouraging them. There's language barriers there because the differences in language. And I've learned a significant amount of the national language, so I can communicate and we can have a conversation, but it can't go very deep in their language, and unless they know English well. But the people who are well-educated, like the veterinarians and people who have been through very much schooling, know English pretty well. So I often will have discussions with them about that, and it's very encouraging for each of us to just talk to each other about it. But I directly have not had much opportunities talking to non-Christians and bringing them to faith over there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
At this point, so it would be nice.
The more you go, I suppose the Lord will open up more opportunities as you go along. I am interested. So Ethiopia, am I correct in thinking of the Coptic Christians that are there?
Yes. Yep, there's
explain a little bit of that for us.
Okay. So the country has, they say, about half Orthodox Coptic Christians and then half Muslim. There's also some animists, and there's a growing number of Protestant Christians, too. And the Orthodox is a little bit like Catholic, not quite the same. And there's a lot of traditions in it. Sometimes there are, I think, a significant number of Catholics and Orthodox that are true believers in Christ, but there's a significant or large number that are essentially following family traditions, and it doesn't mean a lot to them as far as real faith in God. And then there's a lot of traditions and rituals that really aren't biblical that they follow.
I think, see, Suzanne, as she describes this, you sort of have the landscape, right, of the spiritual, mm-hmm. at least in a general sense, the spiritual context that you're in. How do you feel when you're there, Aaron, knowing that, and then, by the way, so the language, you said national language, that's Amharic, right?
Yes, that's right.
So, by the way, how did you learn to speak it?
I don't speak it super well, but what I have learned, I wanted to be able to communicate when I was there. So I first started out by teaching myself the letters because they have a different alphabet. So I got a CD that I was able to learn it from. You see the letter, and then you can click on it and hear the sound. So I was able to learn how to read it. And then from there, I started memorizing words. I made flashcards and memorized words. And so I know a lot of nouns. I'm fairly good with nouns, but the verbs are very complicated. They have the verb, but then it changes all the time when you add things to it. So they'll put a lot of other words that are normally separate words in English into the same word, and then it changes and the letter changes a little bit. So it's a complicated language to learn. But I study books and flashcards, and then talking to people that I met there, it strengthens and reinforces it, and they teach me new words. But still, I think I'm kind of like baby talk. When I talk.
It still fascinates me, though, when someone is willing to put the time in, mm-hmm. dedicate themselves to learn a new language, especially in the cause of sharing the love of Christ, communicating with someone of a different faith, or even in the Christian context of a different tradition, to communicate, to begin to dialogue. That I think that shows a lot of care, a lot of depth, and it shows love. When you're there, do you feel a desire to return? When you come back, and then do you plan to go back a few times more?
Yes, I have really enjoyed being there, and when I'm there, I love it most of the time. And right now, I just got back. I want to go back. trying to think of because I probably am going to go back and trying to figure out how we can help the animals, and I'm excited about the possibility because it's so beautiful there. I enjoy the people, and even though we're talking baby talk, sometimes they know a little English and I know a little Amharic, and we're going back and forth in between the languages. It's so fun, and it's nice. And times when I've been there, sometimes I've just kind of I arrive, and then I just sort of feel the peace of God over me through my time there, and it's really been good.
Well, this has been very eye-opening, and you're in it. You're doing it, and meaning visiting, sharing, serving, caring for animals, building relationships. I bet that's part of why it's hard to come back to America, isn't it? Because you have relationships that are growing there. You're just making friends, right?
Yep, that's right. Things are very different too. The cultures are different. What you see is different. There's animals all over the roads there and people everywhere, and you come here and there's nothing, just a road in the
Well, when we come back, let's talk a little further. Aaron, maybe a little more on a personal note. I mean, this is all personal to you, but quite often someone is listening and they're going through a really rough time. And what we find is that when we share, or our guests, at the level of their discretion, share how the Lord has helped them through tough times, whatever it might be, the Lord somehow, in a very unique and personal way, has a way of weaving a word of hope and comfort and strength to someone in need. And I'm wondering if you could be willing to share how the Lord has helped you through a challenge recently, or sometime in recent days or months or years. When we come back, more from Dr. Aaron Robinson, veterinarian, creator of the Bible Blanket, missionary to Ethiopia, learning Amharic, the national language of Ethiopia. And that's, well, if you saw the Amharic written, you'll know why it's such a challenge, so difficult. Well, Aaron Robinson's up for the challenge because of her love for God, her love for people, and of course, her love for animals. Aaron Robinson, Dr. Aaron Robinson, with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, I'm here with Dr. Aaron Robinson along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad you're with us today. Thanks for joining us. Hey, you might be tuning in right now, and this is our last segment of the show, but or maybe caught the tail end of the last part before we went into break. Look, you can get this program in its entirety. It's a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to get the Bible blanket, to be wrapped up in the Word of God, literally, go to BibleBlanket.com. Before our break, we're talking about the work that Dr. Robinson does in Ethiopia. Suzanne, you had a question about Christians and Muslims.
Yes, Aaron, you're explaining that perhaps half the country are Coptic Christians or Christians and then half Muslim. Relatively speaking, do they live peacefully or is it war-torn? What is the situation in Ethiopia politically and religiously?
Most of the time they live together very peacefully, and they get along fine and even work together and even are friends together. There's more of an issue that I've seen when people convert from one way to another. Mm-hmm. Like the Muslims that I've worked among in one area, they're perfectly happy working with Christians. But if one of their people converts to Christianity, that can be very serious. They can even attempt to kill that person, and that person may need to flee from the area. And I know there have been instances there and other places where it has not been peaceful. But for the most part, they live together peacefully.
Thank you. Aaron, share with us how the Lord has helped you through difficult and challenging times.
Okay, I've been trying to think about that. He's helped me through many difficult, challenging times. Most of them, I'm not sure I want to go into detail.
That's okay.
Right now. But when I'm going through something hard, if I'm scared, if things aren't comfortable or good, I always pray. I pray a lot. I know Jesus is with me. I know he's there. I know he cares. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it. Sometimes things don't seem to be getting better, and it's just hard. But then he brings you through it, and then on the other side, you can see how he was there. And as, just as life goes on and you get older and you've been through more things and you look back, you just know he's there walking with you through all of it. And you can always talk to him. He's always there. He's always listening. You're never without him. So that's very good to know that.
Thank you, Aaron.
Favorite scripture Is there one that you come back to or the Lord speaks to you throughout your life?
There's a lot that I like. There's Be Anxious for Nothing, But in Everything by Prayer and Supplication, Let Your Requests Be Made Known to God. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That one's a very good one. Obviously, For God So Loved the World, that one, John 16. Mm-hmm. And one where he says, where Jesus says, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's always good to think about, just to know he's always there with us.
What would you say to someone right now? You shared a little bit just a moment ago, but someone who's going through a really difficult time. It could be a financial challenge. It could be a health challenge. It could be a relationship matter. Could have to do with their vocation or their career. A word of encouragement to that dear person.
Okay. I would say know that Jesus is with you. He knows what you're going through. He knows every little detail of it. He knows more than you know, and he loves you so much, and he wants to be with you in it, through it. No matter how it turns out, he's going to be there and care for you. He wants to be there with you through all eternity. And to be with God is better than anything else that exists. So he's there to give you that comfort through the situation, whatever it is and whatever the outcome of it is going to be.
You know, Danny, I love her saying he knows more than we know. He does. And that can be so encouraging. Thank you, Aaron.
It is an important reminder. At the same time, we'll say it as an important reminder, but also with the reality of also knowing that while that is true, sometimes our feelings are because of our experiences are quite the contrary. So in the midst of that, the reminder gets us back to not just following our feelings, but getting back to the truth of God's word. Because if we just follow feelings and our emotions, boy, we could find ourselves in many different locations that are quite unfavorable, don't you think?
Yes, that's right. That is a very difficult thing with that, and that I think that happens to all of us. But if we can bring our mind back into the truth, we can help ourselves navigate through it. Sometimes it's really difficult to get our feelings under control in really bad situations.
And that's where prayer is so important.
Yeah, Aaron, in light of that and what you just mentioned, could you lead, we've got a couple minutes left, could you lead in a prayer for a dear listener right now who's going through that very tough time?
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you for anybody who's listening to us, who's seeking you, who's having trouble of any kind. Lord, you know what they're going through, and you know what they need, Lord. I pray that you would be with them, that you would comfort them, that you would show them your love. Perfect love casts out fear, and I pray that your love would overcome them and help them to know your perfect love and have just peace. Total peace through whatever they're going through. Peace in you, knowing that you're there, and that you care, and that everything will be okay in the end with you, with them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you speak and you pray with the tone of a shepherdess. Is that correct in saying a shepherd and a shepherdess? Is that right, Aaron?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Well, that's how I felt while you were praying. It's just that tenderness. Before we wrap up our show, Aaron, what do you do for recreation to kind of unwind or relax? What does Aaron Robinson do?
Sometimes I like going for walks. I enjoy being in nature and finding beautiful things to take pictures of, like birds and flowers and insects and things. And sometimes I like listening to music, music about God. I like many different types of Christian music. It just brings peace listening to it. Sometimes, depending on what's going on, play games or do things with other people. That's fun to do, too. It's fun to hike and things with other people also.
Mm. So you always carry a camera with you, or is it the camera phone that you use?
I like carrying a camera, too. In the summertime, it's harder because I don't have as many pockets. But when I, in the winter, when I have my coat on, I like having a camera because I have a camera with a good zoom on it, so I can zoom in on birds. If I see a bird up in a tree that I haven't seen before, I like to zoom in and get a picture of it.
So when you get the picture of it, do you take it back and actually look the bird up and try to study it and find out a little bit more?
I usually don't, actually. Sometimes I do, but to me, it's just a beautiful bird, and I like to have a picture of it. It's a beautiful bird, and it doesn't matter to me that much what somebody's named it. Just that it's beautiful.
Do you have anyone in particular that you particularly have a liking to?
Any bird?
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of birds that I like. There was a very beautiful bird we found in Ethiopia. It was a small blue bird, and it had red cheeks. It was almost all blue except for red cheeks on both sides. And it was really beautiful.
Well, you have an appreciation for beauty, and you've transferred that in the Bible blanket that you've created. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Word of God, the Old Testament and the New Testament there. You've got so many dimensions just in the life that you've lived and the things that you have been involved in that God has led you to do and gifted you to do, Aaron. And we're so grateful that you have shared your valuable time with us in this moment. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be able to share with you.
Heartfelt
Thanks,
words from Dr. Aaron Robinson. Again, BibleBlanket.com. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And I believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. If it's you, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. And share this with a family member or friend. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 40, verse 11, He shall lead his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Aaron Robinson, BibleBlanket.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Antai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.